episode 110 of Triton Cast, we're talking Triton volleyball with outside hitter Kylie Preece. With the regular season set to wrap this week, Kylie takes us inside the huddle as the Tritons fight for their first Division I postseason berth. We'll learn all about the athletic talent that runs through her family, and Kylie will tell us about her change of heart that has her playing in a fifth season and wearing the blue and gold. Plus, it's the return of our popular Quick Pick segment. We'll put Kylie on the hot seat, and you won't want to miss that. Kylie Preece from Women's Volleyball is in the Triton Spotlight this week on TritonCast. Welcome to episode 110 of TritonCast, the podcast for UC San Diego Athletics. I'm Jeff Turiel. Whether you found us on UCSDTritons.com or on your favorite podcast platform, thank you for joining us this week. Before we get to this week's Triton Spotlight, let's go around campus. High expectations for men's fencing, the Tritons have been ranked 15th in the national preseason poll. It'll be a big weekend for men's water polo, as the second-seeded Tritons will compete for a Big West championship. Eight Tritons earned academic all-district recognition for their work in the classroom and on the soccer pitch. From the women's team, Cameron Borg, Courtney Hilliard, Raquel Kalpikoff, Talissa Lynn, Allie Lowe, and Lindsay Park were all honored. Men's soccer honorees are Jonah Kawamura and Quinn Sellers. And this week's University Credit Union Athletes of the Week are freshman Madison O'Connell from swimming and senior Ante Buzov from men's water polo. Congrats to those two. Now it's on to this week's Triton Spotlight. Our conversation this week is with Kylie Preece from women's volleyball. She grew up in a very athletic family, with her father getting taken in the first round of the Major League Baseball draft. Kylie also played her undergrad at USD, including making a run to the NCAA Final Four. In this conversation, we get into that, along with an undergrad class that she particularly enjoyed, and so much more. As we visit the Triton Spotlight, I'll turn things over to ESPN's David Gentile for this conversation with Kylie Preece.
So Kylie, let's start off with telling me how you got into the game of volleyball growing up.
Yeah, so I grew up in a very athletic family. My brothers play baseball. My dad played baseball. I always was probably one of the taller people in my class. I was always like kind of towering over everyone. And one of our family friends worked at a club called T Street, which is in Orange County. And he was like, just have Kylie come in and like try it out. And I think the second I started, I just was like, oh my gosh, I love this. And it was just like, it felt so natural to me. So I just kept going from there. And I think I started when I was about 8 years old and I just kept going from there.
Okay. So you took to it pretty immediately. When you think back on those memories of playing as a youngster, what do you remember about being on the court and it feeling natural and saying, yeah, I think this is my sport. This is what I want to do.
Yeah. I think honestly, like the team atmosphere of it. I think just like being surrounded by like a group of people in one small like section of a court, like I'm a very relationship based person. I think that was something that I loved so much. And I don't know, I just thought it was so much fun, like just like hitting a ball around and like hitting the ball over the net. It's like the rally scoring too. It's really fun. So
it's kind of quick game for sure. The relationship piece, you can definitely see if you watch this sport at any level, just how connected teams are and have to be successful. So that's awesome to hear. Mm-hmm. As far as background in other sports growing up, did you play, try anything else out in addition to volleyball?
I like growing up, I was like a swimmer and I played soccer, but once I started volleyball, that was it from there. That's the only sport I stuck with.
And when did you first have a sense that this is something you could do at the next level, successful at the club level, and then take it on to playing in D1?
Yeah, I think once I got to high school, I think my freshman year when I started to talk to other like colleges and stuff, I realized, oh, I can actually play kind of for a long time. I can play in college and be successful with it. And I just stuck with it.
You had mentioned growing up in a very athletic family. I want to touch on the baseball side of that real quick. So your dad, Jeff, he played at UCLA. He's a first round pick of the Yankees. Your older brother, Jake, UCLA, also drafted by the Yankees. Micah played here at Point Loma in San Diego, and he just wrapped up a season of AAA ball in the Guardians organization. Tell me about what that was like growing up with a couple older brothers, very competitive household, and everybody very athletic. What do you remember about that?
Yeah, so I grew up in a very competitive household. Everything we do is competitive, but also we have that like support from each other, which is really, really helpful. Also, having my brothers that have experienced the same things as me, they really understand it, and they've been helpful through like this whole process, especially with me transferring and stuff. They've helped me out a lot. And it's just really nice to have like family members that understand like the day to day and understand like the scheduling and understand like playing sports can be hard, especially in college. So that's been really nice.
What sorts of things do you remember picking up from your brothers, learning from your brothers as you made your way from prep days into being a student athlete at the college level?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I just remember, so my brother's about 4 years or 5 years older than me. And I remember like when I was in high school, they were playing in college. And I remember them just saying like, this is going to be really hard, but it's so worth it. And it's so much fun. And like, you are going to enjoy every single moment. And whatever you do, like, don't take anything for granted, because these days will fly by. So I think that's something that like I knew going into college, to like just take every moment, never take anything for granted, and just like just have fun with it and enjoy every last minute. And I think I've done a really good job with that, thanks to them.
So you've had overlapping of your collegiate seasons, their collegiate seasons, and then moving up into professional baseball in the minor leagues. How often, if at all, were you able to see each other play in person during your time in college here and with them playing pro ball?
I honestly have not been able to see them play once, which is kind of sad. Just because of our schedules and stuff, my brothers, like, their season is typically in the fall, which is when my season is. So that's been tough. But I'm hoping now that I'm done playing after this season, I'll be able to go see my brother play next summer, and hopefully he'll get called up to the major leagues, but we'll see.
So for you starting out in college, 4 years down the road at San Diego, you had that Final Four experience with the Toreros as well, regular team in the NCAA tournament. As you look back at that experience as a whole with those first four seasons before becoming a Triton, what sticks out to you most about the start of your career?
Yeah, I mean, those 4 years were some of the best years of my life, especially that Final Four run we had. Yeah, that season was just like surreal, like being an underdog kind of team and like being able to like make it that far was like amazing. And it was just one of the best experiences I've ever had. But my whole experience at USD was amazing. I loved my team. I loved my coaches. Like, I'm just so grateful to have both two experiences here and at USD and in the same area. I'm just like, I feel very, very, very lucky to have those experiences.
That Final Four that you mentioned, it was your third year with the program, and they've been to something to the effect of 25 straight NCAA tournaments through that season. So you're regular in the NCAAs, you're successful in the West Coast Conference, but when did you have a sense that you were in for a truly special season that year that you made that deep tournament run?
Yeah, I think we had a really good spring that year, but it wasn't until preseason hit and we got into double days where me and my team were like, oh, wow, we're actually going to have a really good season this year. And we kind of realized how good we were. And then just from there, we're like, we can do it. And then we did it. And it was amazing.
When you think back to that Elite Eight match against Stanford and coming through, it's a moment. It's a once in a lifetime type of moment to be able to get that big of a feeling and advance to the Final Four. Do you remember at all what the post-match celebration was like? Do you kind of black out for a couple minutes while you're just going crazy saying, hey, we did it. We've hit this goal. Now let's see if we can go get some more.
Yeah. I mean, that was one of the best days of my life. That whole day was just probably the best day of my life. The game was so fun. It was so up and down. Like, we were behind and then we were in front, and it was just like back and forth, back and forth. And we just like pulled through and won. I just remember being in the locker room afterward and we were all just like crying and celebrating and like dancing and just like having so much fun. And they were like, we did it. Like we made it. Like we're where we want to be. And then we went to the Final Four and it was just amazing.
Every stage you get to in the NCAA tournament, it's a new level. It's a different type of feel. And the match that you play against Texas in the Final Four, what was different about that feel than anything you'd experienced in volleyball before?
Yeah, I mean, the crowd was unbelievable. That the day before we had an open practice, which is like anyone can come and watch our practice. And it felt like the whole arena was filled with people just watching us practice. And then the next day came and it was just like, it was surreal. Like seeing all these people travel and support us. And like we were the underdog, like compared to Texas. Like Texas had won many, many championships in the past. And so we knew that going in, but we were prepared and we were excited and we knew it was going to be a tough game. And we fought till the end. We fought as hard as we could. And it didn't end the way we wanted it to, but we knew that we did our best and we did everything we could to try and win. So it was just amazing. It was so much fun.
We're talking with UC San Diego's Kylie Priest of the women's volleyball team here on Triton Cast. So you finish up at San Diego and you're looking to continue. You still have that extra year of eligibility going into the offseason. Now here to UC San Diego. What made this program a good fit for your last NCAA season?
Yeah, so I actually wasn't even planning on playing my fifth year. After last season, I was like, I think I'm done. I wanted to just like start my life and like get back. I moved back home and I was like, okay, I'm just going to get a job. I'm going to start my life. And then I had a change of heart kind of on like a random day. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to keep playing because why not? I have one more year of eligibility. Might as well take it. And then I reached out to Rafa, who is my assistant coach here, who was my volunteer coach at USD. And I had a really good connection with him in the past. And we kind of just reconnected. And I was like, and then he brought me on a visit. I was like, I really like it here. I really like the girls. I really like the coaches. And it just felt like being in San Diego, staying in San Diego is obviously really nice. So I felt like very at peace with that. And just being on campus, it was like, okay, this is where I need to be. I just like felt at peace with my decision. And yeah, I don't regret it. I'm so happy to be here.
Was it anything in particular? Was it like, you know, you're strolling by the beach and you're seeing somebody hit around and say, all right, I got to get back, or I got to see if I can find a way to use this extra year and keep this thing going?
Yeah, actually, one of my old coaches, he said something to me when I was kind of going back and forth with my decision. He said, like, would you rather regret playing volleyball or would you rather regret not playing volleyball again? And I was like, I would never. The first thing I thought was like, I would never regret playing volleyball. And that's when I knew. I was like, I need to keep playing. Like, I can't. I don't want to look back and think, wow, what could have happened if I played my fifth year? Like, what could have happened? And honestly, it was like a gift from God. Like, that this ended up happening. Like, I had no idea that UCSC was, that wasn't even in the back of my mind. And then it just happened. And I'm here and I'm so happy. So, yeah.
So 4 years in one program, brand new to UC San Diego this season. What's that adjustment like coming from, you're pretty well established, you know the style, you're comfortable with the culture, and then coming into a new program for your final year? What was that transition like for you?
Yeah, I was definitely a little nervous because I was obviously very comfortable at my old school, knew everything, like knew all the people, like the whole campus and stuff. It is nice to have some familiarity just being in San Diego, but the adjustment was kind of difficult at first just because I was like trying to figure out where I stood on the team, like because I have so much experience, but I was like, I don't want to overstep. And so I was just trying to find the balance of like being a leader and not overstepping. But I think like now I've gotten into the role of like being a good leader, but also like knowing my place. And I'm just like, I feel very comfortable with the team. And like, honestly, they've already become such good friends and like good teammates. And yeah, I think like the transition was pretty easy. So
what sorts of things were you able to do with the team in terms of team bonding outside of volleyball and outside the gym to help you get acclimated and get to know this group a little bit better?
I honestly think just like spending time together in between like our lifts and practice, or spending time after practice, just like going to lunch, grabbing a coffee, or just like walking around campus in between those lift blocks and practice blocks. I think that's really helped. And on like travel trips really help. Like being able to roommate with the girls and being able to like talk every night. And like, just luckily, like with a lot of the girls, we're all from the same area. A lot of them are from Orange County. So we know a lot of the same people, have a lot of the same like experiences, which is really nice. So yeah, I'm really fortunate to like be on a team where everyone's so like supportive and nice and like wants to get to know me, even though I'm only here for such a short amount of time.
When you go out on the road, is it the same roommate every time, or does it mix it up based on the trips?
Normally we mix it up. Actually, the last three trips I've been roommates with the same person. I've been roommates with Jasmine, which has been so much fun. I love her so much. But typically it's mixed up so we can kind of get to know everyone. And our first travel trip was to Maryland in Virginia. So we were gone for, I think, 13 days straight. And so we just spent so much time together as a team. And I think that really helped us bond and really helped us like have just a good start to the season and bond together. And like, cause we knew that we were going to have to spend so much time together, and honestly, like it was the best experience. So I'm happy that we have to spend so much time together.
Yeah. Those extended road trips can be nice. A little bit more time. You don't have everything that's going on back home that you normally have to juggle. It's just focus on volleyball, stay together and stay with the team. Were you able to get to do anything, go see any sites on that trip?
Yeah, we actually went to Washington DC. That was really cool. I've never been, so I was super excited. It was really, really cool, but there were so many tourists and they were like asking us for like pictures and stuff. I thought that was so funny, but it was so much fun just to be able to spend time with the team and walk around and like get to know each other. It was so much fun. Just a fun trip overall.
All right, let's talk a little more volleyball specific here. So you had mentioned coming in and you want to have the right balance of leadership because you bring some pretty good experience to this team, but not wanting to overstep for those that have been there in the program. You've gotten to expand your role over the course of this season. Tell me about that leadership piece for you and just trying to feel out the team, see how things are and where you can get in. Where do you see yourself as a leader in this team? Specifically, what kinds of things do you like to do to try and help lead? You've got a pretty young group and some young student athletes in some big positions too.
Yeah, I think I mentioned this before, but like relationships are so huge to me. So I feel like I've really spent the time to like get to know people off the court so that on the court we can talk to each other and we can know where each other, like what we're saying, where it comes from, like a good place and stuff. And I think just having young girls on the team, like I've been in that position where like playing as a freshman can be so hard. And the fact that we have like five freshmen on the court at one time, like just making them feel as comfortable as possible and making them feel calm in the moment is like probably the best thing. And I think I'm learning how to do that in a good way. And I'm hoping that it's helping them. But I think just overall, just like creating relationships with the girls is so important because at the end of the day, like, yes, we're playing volleyball, but like creating these relationships is like so important in the long run.
And a lot of it is relationship specific on a person by person basis. But generally, as someone who has now playing your fifth year of NCAA volleyball, when you talk to younger student athletes, is there just general advice that you have that you feel like can apply to everybody as they're coming in and getting their college careers started?
Mm-hmm. I've been telling the freshmen a lot recently, like it's going to fly by. Because it really does. Like, I still feel like I was just a freshman. So I've just been telling them, like, don't take anything for granted. Enjoy every single moment, even when it's hard. Even when the days can feel super, super long, like, you're going to look back and remember those moments and only remember the good parts. So just try to enjoy it. And I just try to tell them in hard games or in hard moments in practice, like stuff like that, like, it's going to be okay. You just have to embrace it. Embrace the hard moments because in the long run, like it'll all work out.
you have really had your role expanded over the course of the season. When you can play six rotations, you're always going to find a way to find the court, especially with the experience that you've got. But tell me about taking on a little bit bigger role in the offense from an attacking standpoint as this year has gone on into Big West play.
Yeah, I mean, I think my mindset is just going after it. That's really where I'm at. I just want to be aggressive and want to score as many points as I can. I think skill-wise, I have a little bit of like a craftiness to me. So I try to like make some shots and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, just being aggressive and telling myself to just go after it.
Yeah, Coach Green, when you talk to her, she touts your volleyball IQ. Tell me a little bit more about that craftiness as an attacker and mixing some things up to keep the other team off balance.
Yeah, I mean, I think I've learned a lot in my like 4 years of playing college volleyball. Just to like, I've learned a lot of how to like see the block and have good vision and kind of just like tool off hands or like shoot over the block, stuff like that. So yeah, that's been a learning process for sure. But like, I think now that I'm in my fifth year, I've kind of learned how to do that pretty well. So
another thing that you've gotten to do is hit on both pins during different points of your NCAA career. For you, from an attacking standpoint, what's the biggest difference between playing on the outside and playing on the right side?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty different. I'd say I'm more comfortable on the left side, but I did spend all last season playing on the right side. But I think it's been very helpful coming into my position right now because there's one row where I have to hit on the right side. So I think that's been very helpful that I'm able to like see both sides of the court and have experience on both sides. Yeah, that's been very helpful.
Okay. And just a quick hit for volleyball, just out of curiosity, your favorite way to score a point, is it a kill, a block, or an ace? Because playing six rotations, you can do all three.
I think a kill. I think nothing beats like going up and swinging and getting a kill and everyone celebrating. I think that's the best.
All right. You'd mentioned a little bit ago that you were finished up. So now you're back in studying. But career-wise, tell me, what did you study at USD and what were you looking to get into before coming back and playing this final season of volleyball?
Mm-hmm. So I studied communications at USD after I graduated. I was looking for jobs in marketing. And so I was like, maybe more school would help, plus playing volleyball would help. So I decided to come back. And now I'm just doing a digital marketing certificate. So hopefully after I'm done playing and after I finish up school, I'll be able to get into marketing if things work out.
So in the certificate program, how is that different from kind of classes you might have been taking before as an undergrad?
Yeah, so it's not the typical like master's programs or anything like grad students would take normally. But it's very like focused on like the analytics behind digital marketing and like SEO and all that. I think my comm major at USD was more like writing based and like personality based, but like being in digital marketing is like solely focused on the marketing and analytics of everything, which is very interesting to me. So it's been very exciting.
Yeah, it's good. And I think a good example of there's a lot of different ways to continue your education. It doesn't have to be a traditional grad program or master's program, but for student athletes who take this final year and continue on, different sort of way to do things. Was there any type of experience that you had while you were at USD that made you lean more marketing and say, this is the way I want to go?
I was taking a lot of like social media classes, which were very interesting. I was actually in a podcasting class that had to do with social media.
Nice.
It was super interesting to me. And I just really like the like communication side of it too. So that's kind of what drew me here to be able to take the certificate.
Okay, so we're on a podcast, so we've got to talk a little bit more about that class, and definitely something that's new wave as far as working its way into education goes. Mm-hmm. What did you learn in that class from a podcast standpoint?
Yeah, so it was a lot of editing and interviewing. The interviewing part was definitely my favorite. I loved talking to people. I learned how to like do everything in the studio and like do stuff on the computer and edit. Editing was like so cool. It was so much fun.
How many interviews do you think you did?
It was like, I want to say I did 5 total in 1 semester.
So as far as the types of podcasts and interviews you got to do, was it mostly peer-to-peer? Did you tackle any bigger subjects? What was some of the material you got to work with there?
Yeah, so it was mostly peer-to-peer. The class that I was in was throughout 1 semester, but I did 1 sort of major interview that was with a 15-year-old girl with cancer. We partnered with a foundation called Oak in San Diego that has a bunch of people with cancer that comes in, and it's like a summer camp sort of situation. And so I was able to partner up with one girl that had cancer, and I got to learn about her whole story and create a podcast out of it, which was really fun.
That was pretty cool. What specific things do you remember learning in that particular interview?
Yeah. So she was super young. She was 14, 15. When she got cancer, she was 5 years old, and she was telling me how music was a huge part of her healing process and healing journey. And I don't know, it just opened my eyes to a lot about like how some people go through way harder things than you even realize. Especially being an athlete, I think we think that life can be so hard sometimes. And that specific moment in time last semester doing that podcast really opened my eyes to like how hard people have it and how lucky we are to be in the position we are in.
Yeah, it's amazing to be able to find those kind of things throughout your educational experience and just get kind of that reminder and that reset from time to time.
Yeah.
And as you're going through this process of learning how to make a podcast as well, learning how to interview, you talk so much about relationship building in our conversation so far. How much has that helped you go outside of the formal interview realm and just use those kind of question skills to get to know your teammates and the people that you're around a little bit better too?
Yeah, I think one of the biggest things when like getting to know someone is opening up yourself first to make the other person feel comfortable. I think I've learned that like with the young girls on my team. Being a freshman and talking to your seniors or fifth years can be really difficult sometimes, because like that's where I was when I was young. And like coming in this year, I knew that like one goal was to get to know the younger girls and really make them feel comfortable. And by doing that, like putting myself out there and reaching out to them and being open with them about myself and like my life, and that ultimately helped them open up to me, open up to the team as well. So that's been really helpful.
All right, Kylie, you ready to get into some quick picks?
Yep.
Okay. Ocean or pool?
Ocean.
Indoors or outdoors?
Outdoors.
Beach or mountains?
Beach.
Can't go wrong with this one in San Diego, but sunrise or sunset?
Sunset, for sure.
All right. Some foodie questions. What is your favorite food?
Oh, my favorite food. I think my favorite food is probably pasta.
Okay. Favorite pizza topping?
Pepperoni.
Okay. And I want to go back to the other one. What kind of pasta?
Just like either just butter noodles or like white sauce.
Okay. In terms of breakfast, French toast, pancakes, or waffles?
Pancakes, for sure.
Thank you. Thank you. Too many people listen to a ton of these. Too many people go French toast and waffles. I've always been a pancakes guy. So thank you. That makes me very happy that we finally got one in for pancakes.
Yes.
All right. Favorite flavor of ice cream?
Chocolate.
And you take it in a cup or a cone?
Ooh, depends. Cone if it's ice cream, but if it's like yogurt, in a cup.
Singing or dancing?
Singing.
Podcasts or playlists?
Podcasts, for sure.
Favorite type of music?
Country.
Okay. Who are you listening to right now?
Cody Johnson is my favorite. Him, Luke Combs, Morgan Wallen. Top 3, probably.
All right. Dogs or cats?
Dogs.
Have you ever owned a dog growing up?
Yeah, I've had two dogs, both white labs.
Okay. In terms of your team, which of your teammates thinks they're the funniest?
Thinks they're the funniest? Probably Jasmine.
Okay. Which teammate is the best cook?
The best cook? Oh, no. I'm going to say Ava McInnes.
Okay. If you were stranded on a desert island, deserted island with one of your teammates, which one would be the best one to have with you?
Katie Rapp.
Okay. Favorite holiday?
Christmas.
And tell me about one place you want to visit.
Oh, I was actually talking to someone about this the other day. I've never left the country before. So I really want to go to like Greece or to Europe, somewhere in Europe.
And if you could play one other sport for a day at UC San Diego, what would it be?
Let's say basketball.
Okay. What's one thing about you that would surprise even your close friends?
Oh no, I gotta think about this.
Yeah. Take a second.
That would surprise my close friends. Okay, maybe the fact that I rarely, really ever listen to music and I only listen to podcasts.
Okay, so we're going back to podcasts or playlists here.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay, well, let's stick with that for a second because we talked so much about podcasts earlier. What genre of podcast do you like listening to then?
Like pop culture or like Crime Junkie. Those are really interesting.
Pop culture and Crime Junkie. That's the way to go.
Yes.
All right. Well, didn't realize we'd be diving so deep on the podcast subject, but there we go. Kylie Priest, really enjoyed catching up with you. Been great to see you transition over to UC San Diego this year, and all the best for the rest of the way and going forward.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, David. And who knows, we may just have Kylie hosting segments on future episodes of TritonCast. Would love to see that. Best of luck to Kylie and the Tritons as they close out the regular season this weekend. UC San Diego hosts CSUN on Friday and Cal State Bakersfield Saturday night. For tickets, visit the Triton box office at ucsdtritons.com/tickets. Well, next time on TritonCast, we're talking men's water polo on episode 111 with Finn and Bennett Bugelli. The brothers will join us to talk about their family legacy in that sport. Be sure you're subscribed on your favorite podcasting platform so you don't miss a moment. New episodes of TritonCast premiere on Wednesdays. Thank you for listening this week, and don't forget, you can find us on all of your favorite podcast platforms by searching TritonCast wherever you get your pods. And a reminder, you can listen to any of our 110 episodes anytime on demand. Just visit ucsdtritons.com/podcasts. For more on TritonCast, follow us on X at TritonCast. And if you have a suggestion for a future guest, you can send us a tweet or email us at TritonCast@ucsd.edu. We'll see you back here next week.
You've been listening to TritonCast. TritonCast is a production of UC San Diego Athletics Communications. Please subscribe, rate, and review this podcast on your platform of choice. If you have show questions or comments or suggestions for future guests, email us at TritonCast@ucsd.edu. You can also follow the show on Twitter @TritonCast.